25 years ago, on the 15th of April, 1994, Mix 96 was born. Since then, we've never stopped playing Buck's best mix of music, broadcasting the latest local news, the travel and the weather. So let's take a look back at how Mix started a quarter of a century ago. I began by talking to the two people who actually set up Mix 96, Richard Morris Adams and Sir Henry Aubrey Fletcher, who's now Lord Lieutenant of Buckinghamshire. I asked Henry why they set up a station in Aylesbury.
Up until that point, this was in 1993 when we applied for the Mix 96 licence, it was thought that you couldn't have a radio station where the population was less than about 500,000 because the advertising revenue and sponsorship wouldn't pay for the cost of running it. But we reckoned with a different way of operating it, we could do it much more cheaply. So we thought we'd have a go.
Just give it a go. What could go wrong? How did it happen then? Whose idea was it? Who had the first, who called who and said, I've got this great idea?
Well, that's a good question. Can you remember?
Yeah, it was Henry certainly called me. I mean, we'd done a few things together of a different sort. And Henry said, look, there's an opportunity here. And it sounds like a lot of fun and it's local. And we were both very much involved in the Buckinghamshire scene. And so we said, OK, let's go for it. And so we did.
So who built it? I mean, what was it in terms of the practicalities of building a radio station? How did that come about?
I can answer that one. You have to remember that to build a very small radio station in a relatively small area, you can't afford to invest very much money. So we decided, which was crazy, we'd do it ourselves, including carrying all the blocks upstairs to make the soundproof studios, trying to beg, borrow and steal chairs, furniture, goodness knows what else. We invested a fraction what you would normally invest in a radio station because we had no idea whether it was going to work or not.
And who did you rope in?
Well, on the board, there was Richard Avril Davis, who is the leader of the Liberals in Buckinghamshire at the moment, and myself. That's all we were.
Yeah, just the three, I think that's about it.
And then we got Mark Flanagan along, who we pinched from Radio Oxford, and he became our MD. I mean, the key to having a small number of people to make it work, we had to what they call multitask, which meant everybody had to do everything. But in order to do that, we had to have a digital playout system, and nobody in this country at the time, this was 1993-4, had this technology, and we found it in America and brought it back. It was quite scary because, you know, nobody had ever tried it before.
There was no backup.
But of course now, you know, you get more songs in an iPlayer than you did in the whole of our massive server, on which we had about 700 songs, I think.
Nobody could realise that we could run a 24/7 operation on about 7 or 8 people.
So we were the first, or Mix 96 was the first station to be a digital station.
In the whole country. Not for long, but it was for a few months.
And it sounds like everyone involved, I mean, local is very much part of what we do now, but it sounds like at the beginning, this couldn't have been more of a local station.
We involved a lot of Aylesbury people. I mean, we had news programmes which were very expensive in terms of staff. And we said in our application document we were going to do local news. When it came to doing it, it was much harder than we thought it was going to be, because it's, as you well know, it's very sort of labour-intensive, if you like, doing news.
What was one of the interesting things was what we were going to call it.
Yes.
I had rather sort of old-fashioned ideas, I suppose, that something like Buck's Fizz would be very good. But it was it Mark, Henry, who said, no way, no, it's got to have the frequency involved if we're going to... And so Mix and the Six, you know, was there. And Mix 96, it was. Mm. I thought, it's a funny old name. And one or two people, you know, locally that I knew, thought exactly the same. But in fact, it was an absolute stroke of genius, really.
Yeah, it was.
So at the very beginning, you've applied for the licence, you've got that. Now, the presenting, as we know, is celebrating the 20th birthday. So that started on the 15th of April. That's not the first thing people heard from Mix, was it?
No. All our radio stations have to do test transmissions before they go out. We were able to program back-to-back music with a few links in between for a fortnight. And people loved it because there was no ads, there was no people interrupting, there was no, dare I say it, no news. And they just loved back-to-back music. And then when we started the proper local programming, most people preferred that, obviously. Quite a lot of people say, couldn't we just have the test transmissions?
We've actually found some of those songs, so let's have a listen to some of them.
Ooh,
Mixed 96, still, as it's always done, focuses on local news, local people, and it's one of the really local stations left. And I think that's one of the reasons it's a great success.
So after all those decisions, all that hard work that everyone's put in, you have a station, your test transmission's gone out, and it's the 15th of April 1994, and I think 7:45 a.m. it goes live. The presenter is on air. Do you remember the first song that was played?
I tell you what, I'd been up all night because starting with a new digital playout system, nobody had ever used it before. We had teething troubles and we were terrified it was going to go wrong peak time, the breakfast show. It didn't. But I think I went to sleep about 10 minutes past eight, having been up all night while the show was going on, so I didn't hear most of it.
Well, I'll let you know, it was in fact ABBA with Dancing Queen.
Oh, good choice.
Oh, brilliant.
Once you'd woken up from having your sleep, what was it like hearing the station on air in its sort of full glory for the first time?
It was very exciting. I mean, it really was terrifically exciting. And it was extraordinary how quickly people took to it and enjoyed it. And, you know, it was real news.
I think people, you know, they all look forward to it and they got it and they say, great, we've got a radio station, and therefore it's then part of their lives. Mm. I think if you were to turn the station off, there'd be a riot because it would unplug people from a significant part of their life.
You're listening to our 25th birthday special. This day, a quarter of a century ago, Mix 96 was born. Now, we've heard from the two men who made it happen, Sir Henry Aubrey Fletcher and Richard Morris Adams. But they didn't do it on their own. As you heard, they mentioned this man a lot.
It's a better music morning with Mark Flanagan. Mix 96.
Well, Mark wasn't just a presenter. He was the man who came up with the idea of Mix 96 and told me he'd seen that there was no radio station specifically for this area.
I identified it as an area that had, you know, the potential to have a station of its own, and started lobbying the regulator, talking to business people, talking to politicians in the area, and building up a groundswell of support. We raised the money with some difficulty, I have to say, then set about launching the station, and I was the managing director. I recruited a team of about, I think there were only 10 of us at the beginning. I did the mid-morning show, ran the business, and even sold some advertising and sponsorship myself. So it was very much based on a multi-skilled, but very local community, but professional-sounding radio station.
You mentioned local there, and clearly talking to local people was part of winning the license. But how much, when you first set out, was it very, very purposefully local?
Local was right at the heart of it. I mean, we wanted to demonstrate our relevance to the local area in everything that we did, and we actually had a little rule in terms of the presenters, which was something local every link, and so every time a presenter spoke, we included an element of localness, and that we did certainly in the first year relentlessly, because it was a heavily overlapped area. Other stations were beaming in, and that was our differentiator. At the same time, as we wanted to be passionately local, we wanted it to sound big, and so we went to great efforts to make it sound, you know, not national, but certainly a big, glossy sounding radio station.
Mix is still just as local as it was. And one of the other things that hasn't changed really is the music. When you were first putting the idea together, I mean, you could have been a classic rock station, a talk station, really. I suppose you could have been anything. What made you decide on this format?
Well, we didn't have the money to invest in lots of research. We had within the group expertise that meant that we were able to focus on the tracks from the 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s, or really up to the when we went on air, the most popular tracks of all time. And we had a broad but still clearly identifiable music proposition, which was, we called it Buck's Best Music. It was just classic hits and the best of today, a winning formula designed to appeal to the broadest possible audience.
The other really successful decision I think you made is the name, because we're still using that name. It is still a name synonymous with the area. I'm told by Richard and Henry that it was your doing. So how did you come up with the name?
We had a lively debate in the board. Some sort of slightly unrealistic names were suggested, and I went for a sort of classic radio name that I thought was memorable. I could see it in a logo. I could hear it in the jingles. I could hear the presenters saying it. Something memorable and that would stick in the mind.
So 25 years ago, the station was created. Quickly after, the Mixed Monster was born, and we soon started serving Buckinghamshire and beyond with the local news, traffic news, weather, music, and of course, some entertaining presenters. There have been many over the years, but one name has become part of Mix history. Nathan Cooper is Mix 96's longest serving presenter. He's been here for over 20 years. So what was it like when you first started?
More than it is now. Obviously, since I've been here, there's been the new studios built, the stations doubled in size. And it was even back before kids, there was no internet in those days. And when it first arrived, we had one computer in the office. It was on the old dial-up modem that would take for hours to get on one web page. And you had to queue or book a slot to get on the internet. That's what it used to be like in the building here.
What was it? Henry and Richard, who mm-hmm. set it up, were saying really was about sort of keeping it local.
Well, it was, because at the time, local radio stations of this size were a lot less frequent than they are now. There was very few, and they were quite a new thing popping up, and it was just a chance for towns like Aylesbury to get their very own radio station to talk about things that affect people's lives, and like you mentioned, the traffic. Even just getting the localised weather forecast was not as easy as it is now, obviously, with internet, etc. But at the time, from your local radio station, that was a big deal for a town of Aylesbury's side to get a radio station.
And what are your memorable moments at Mix?
The things that I remember probably most fondly are some of the things that you don't expect to happen. And when I got married, the day after the wedding, myself and Mrs. Nathan were going through the cards and the gifts, and opened one card from a listener at Mix. Again, I didn't know her. I think she was an elderly lady, judging by her handwriting, and a £5 note fell out. It set Mrs. Nathan off and it set me off. And it was that kind of relationship that we gain through what we do and talking to people that you just maybe think what a special job we're in.
Well, Mix 96 is run nowadays by Max Haley. He's the MD now, but he was also here when the station was set up, making cups of tea, I think. So you were here at the beginning, you're here now. Are we still the same sort of station?
If anything, I think we've probably got better. I think we engage with the local community a lot more. I mean, it was a novelty at the start, carrying breeze blocks up and, as you've heard from the other people, building the whole studio. But I think Mix 96 still retains this part in the community. And at 25 years, that's a really long time. So whether it's with the audience, which is, we've just seen record audience in the last set of Radar figures, which is just pretty much unheard of, let's be frank, with all the competition around. And that connection with business as well, so giving them an outlet. And we've still got people advertising and partnering with us who've been with us since day one, which I don't know many businesses that can say that, really. So I'm really chuffed about that.
One thing that has been constant throughout our time is Aylesbury's MP, David Liddington. He told us he remembered the beginning of Mix.
There was a real sense of excitement when Mix was started, because before then, Aylesbury had been covered by essentially regional stations, both BBC and commercial. But actually providing that Aylesbury community focus, I think, has been good.
I asked him what Buckinghamshire would be like without us.
It's very hard to think now about what it would be like without Mix. I think the truth is there'd be a loss in terms of community identity and community focus.
So that's it. 25 years of constant broadcasting, over 9,000 days as your truly local radio station, letting you know the news and information that matters to you, and of course, playing Buck's best mix of music.
Here's to the next 25 years.